Hey everybody, Dr. Ron Oberstein, welcome to part two of a two-part series that we're doing with Dr. Ryan Zimmerman, the chiropractor for the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, just won a gold medal in Paris, where he's going to take us deeper into what it's like around the U.S. National Team and the intricacies and just give us some really cool stuff about what it means to be a chiropractor for high-profile teams and what you can possibly do to make that happen too. But you'll love this episode. If you didn't see part one, don't worry about it. Watch this and go back and watch part one afterwards. Okay, good. Talk to you later. And I know that you're going to love this segment.
Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by LifeWest, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
The other piece too is, you know, and it's kind of like, it sounds like everything can be very Pollyanna and just, you know, wow, everything's perfect, you know. But the truth is, I don't think our viewers know that, you know, you were slated for how many World Cups?
Yeah. So slated for one previous Olympics and one World Cup. So the World Cup 2023, New Zealand, Australia, which was almost exactly a year prior to the Olympics, it was probably, if you read the news, probably one of the biggest failures of the in this team's history.
Yeah.
They were knocked out in the round of 16.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to leave the day they got knocked out on an airplane for, you know, which they've always made it to the finals for the round of 16, for the quarters, the semis, and the finals.
Yeah.
No go. And so it really made this opportunity that much more joyful for me.
Yeah.
It allowed me to feel it.
And then Olympics, because there was three Olympics, right? There was the Rio.
There was Rio.
There was Tokyo.
Yep.
And then, of course, Paris or France.
Yeah. Rio just was not in the books. It was not, the position had not really been carved out in the contract yet for international travel with a chiropractor. Since then, we've expanded the delegation and the team even has put chiropractic in their contract to have, not me specifically, but a chiropractor travel with them. And then COVID was Tokyo. And so, you know, as I said, the delegation for Paris was about 60 people. The delegation for Tokyo was 30. And everyone I spoke to who was in Tokyo, they actually didn't even go to the games. They stayed in their hotel the whole time.
Wow.
It was like white collar prison. So I'm okay with missing that one.
But, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But what I love is that it's in the players' contracts to have a chiropractor available to them for the Olympics or for whatever. Cool. I mean, that is just so cool, you know, because I mean, and rightfully so, obviously they want to be taken care of just like they want, you know, other things. I mean, I just find it amazing, you know, that, it's kind of like being at Woodstock, you know, or some kind of music festival, you know, and you happen to be with the Rolling Stones, obviously, you know, because they are rock stars, right? You know, everywhere they go, they get a lot of attention. You know, I can imagine, you know, different than maybe the Lithuanian team or whoever else. And they're probably rock stars within their own sport. Would you say that's true? Like just within the soccer federation?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because this is the best. I mean, arguably United States women's soccer is the best in the world. These are the best players on the best team.
Yeah.
And you're talking about 21 of them. And so, again, going back to just not even thinking about that, it's just Naomi. It's just Alex.
Yeah.
It's just Lindsay, right? Yeah. That's all it's in. And, you know, for me, but the travel is cool. I get the benefits they get when I'm with them, right? I get the police escorts. I get the private chef. I get the, you know, all that fun stuff.
And you're taking care of them all too, which is.
And that's what's fun. Everyone's like, hey, what's this player like? Is she, you know, because everyone, all the public sees is these snippets.
Mm-hmm.
I say what's cool about what I do is they're getting on my table and I'm helping them.
Yeah.
So they show me nothing but gratitude.
Yeah.
And kindness.
Yeah.
And that's the cool part about what we do, right?
Yeah.
So that player didn't go see the president or said something bad about, you know, the American flag. I get it. You know what? To me, that's just this person, and that's how I know them in this environment, and I keep it that way, and that's what's important for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I've got another burning question, but Mary, do you have anything on your?
Yes, I had one question. It's kind of silly, but at the final game when they win the gold, were you on the field?
So I was. Yeah. So the way that it's set up, but if this was a FIFA, this is not FIFA. This is you. And I'm going to get a little technical here because
yeah.
I got that question a lot. It was like, were you on the field?
Yeah.
I was not, the short answer. But if it's FIFA, which is World Cup, we all get to storm the field.
Oh.
They allow for a larger delegation because when it's just the World Cup, it's just one sport coming into one country. But when it's the USOPC or the Olympic Committee, IOC, it's all of these sports coming to this country. So they have to be very, very tight with not only who's allowed on the delegation, but also credentialing and passes and who's allowed on the, there was 20 of us sitting. We were two rows back. We were basically the bench behind the bench, okay. 20 of us in the stands for every game, which I'm fine with.
Which, yeah, but what if they need to care? Who's on the field or on the sideline taking care of them?
So head trainer, right? Sure. So, and that's, I would say, I do not want to be the person running on the field for an ACL tear.
Yeah.
Right. I'm good with that.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So you got the head trainer and you got an assistant trainer and then you have the ortho.
Okay. But if they wanted something, let's say something happened. I know in soccer, you just can't sub out and sub back in, right? It's a one and done, right? Kind of deal. But would they be able to call you from the second row, you know, right behind them and have you come over there and take care of somebody?
In FIFA, yes. In this, no, I'm not allowed below into the stadium. So all care is taken before the game or post game.
Got it.
Which was different for a lot of these players because they're used to me adjusting them in the training room below the stadium. That's what I do with LAFC. That's probably what you did with Chargers too, is pregame, you're there, you're in the training room. But it's international sport is really interesting is that you're just this traveling circus and you don't have a home training room.
Yeah.
Not even the United States. We don't even have a home training room in the United States. We play in different stadiums and we set up in hotels. So it's just a little different.
Yeah. Yeah. But at the stadium, like in the Olympics, at the, you know, let's just say the finals, right? There's a halftime.
Yep.
Are you able to be with them at halftime?
Nope.
So, and no access at all, stay in your seat kind of deal.
Yep. There. So everybody, nobody but the head trainer, the assistant trainer, and the ortho.
Interesting.
Yeah. If it's, I mean, and that's just, that was different. This was the first time that situation was for me, but
yeah.
Well, and hopefully you've done the work and you've done the work to mitigate the extent of an injury and prevent an injury prior. And that's the big thing that I've ingrained in all the athletes I work with is I want to work on you pregame. I want to work on every one of you pregame. I don't want to wait for something to happen postgame and fix it. Right.
Right.
It's going to happen, but I'd rather try to mitigate that.
So where did you see him at the hotel then right before they got on the bus?
Yeah. So we're in a big conference room. That's our training room. Yeah. And so they all get adjusted before game, pregame.
That's awesome. Awesome. Yeah. The question that I have is this is like, you know, they come home, they got a gold medal.
Yeah.
You probably got a gold medal. Like you walk home, you get this stuff, you know, and we know, you know, if we ask who won the national championship last year in college football, I know it's Michigan because I'm a Michigan man. Right. And kind of thing. But I sometimes have to think about who they played, like, you know, number two, you know, kind of thing. But with this, you know, they won the Olympic, but then they go right back to their lives, you know, and wherever they're going to be next. And this isn't all the sports, right? You're only as good as your last, you know, unless they're retiring, you know. For you or for anybody else, like, you know, I guess it's like, you know, whether it's in the head or the heart or whatever, where's that connection there?
Yeah. And I think this tournament specifically really exposed what you were saying, that brain and the heart for me, because we are a culture that lives on our mind so much. We are always driving for those successes for the ego. So yeah, I got home and I was feeling high, but then that was like this, the first week. And then the second week, there's almost like this hangover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I continued to feel something here, and it was being back home with my family. And the success that created was different. It was a different feeling, right? You could probably, if you as the viewers, if you just think about someone you love right now and you try to feel it here, it feels your body, right? And you can continue to bring that back. And so that, because I was away for 24 days, and they say, was saying, you can help me with this, distance makes the heart grow fonder, something like that. And it's like, that must come from somewhere, right? That truth.
Yeah.
So that's, I've been continuing to really work on that. And something that I know existed, heart coherence and heart brain, but now like to actually have I'm just working on expanding that and continuing to hold that.
That's beautiful. And I think everyone knows, our audience, if they have family, especially if they have kids, that you come back from an event like that, and the truth is, it's like, dad, come out, let's go play outside. It's all that means nothing.
Nothing. I still got asked, it's wonderful,
but it's like, you got to change diapers, or
I still got told to do the dishes when I got home.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Dude, 24 days, you haven't done your work. Get over here.
Yeah, exactly. You got more work.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that's the beautiful thing. It grounds us into really who we are and not what we are. What you are is like, you are the chiropractor to the U.S. Women's National Team, and you're phenomenal, but that's not who you are,
We have to recognize that and appreciate that. And again, I didn't recognize, you brought up an important word, grounding. We celebrated a couple of days we were celebrating in Paris. And the second night, there was one of the athletic trainers, her husband is the head athletic trainer for another international Olympic team. They don't have children. And I was telling him, about that, about coming home to family and about them not caring. And I was almost upset about it, but he's like, oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't have that. I don't come home to something that brings me down. And it flipped in my brain of just like, that is wonderful. Like, I don't live up here. Like, that's not good. Right.
No, I got it. His hangover is probably 6 months or a year until the next drink, right?
Exactly. Next event, right, exactly.
Where yours is 1 week, kind of deal.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, you have your priorities right. Cause it's like what I heard you say is like, you have this great life to come back to. And if you hadn't, you probably would have wanted to stay up here with the high of like identifying of who you were with the, at the Olympics with the soccer.
Right.
But the fact that you're like, gosh, what's really important? My family.
Yeah.
And then you were able to sink back into your heart. But I could see where there'd be a time period there where it was like, this high felt so good, I kind of want to stay there.
Yeah.
Right. I wish my family, you probably had moments of like, wish my family was here to experience this with me.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
And even though logistically that would have probably been a nightmare, and your family would have been so stressed, your poor wife would have been like, I'm never doing this again.
Nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. So good for you. It just kind of, not that I needed proof, but it shows the person that you are, which is you're like a hard person.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But but Mary, it was one of those things where I'm also like, I like the drive. I like goals. And so this was always heavier, but I think this experience helped bring this better balance. I'm still needing to work on that, but it was good. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, topic.
I'm sorry, one more thing. It wouldn't have been as good of an experience if I wouldn't have missed the opportunity the year before. That juxtaposition, I think, was really important as well, too.
Yeah, for the World Cup, you mean?
Yeah, it brought it up even higher, right?
Yeah.
Because I missed it.
Yeah.
And having that identity attached to that, right? And then going here and being like, well, wait, that didn't bring me as much as I thought it would.
That's right.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that currency is pretty interesting, isn't it?
It is.
And the beautiful thing is, you get to choose how you hold the currency. Right. You get to choose whether it stays in your heart, whether it's ego, and it could be all the above, but it's a beautiful experience. Tell us, the funniest, the saddest, whatever, the experience from this Olympic journey in Paris that kind of at this moment touches you the most?
It was probably actually in the bus after we had won. We were all going to the USA house in Paris as a team, and we were police escort going down the Champs-Élysées. I always say that wrong. I think I got it right. And in the middle, right down the front, you see the Arc de Triomphe, right? Just kind of heading down it. And we're playing Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline, and we're all singing. Everyone on the bus is singing. And I, you know, being in my mid-40s, had to think about the last time I sang in a group on a bus with some people I had just met 20 days ago. And that was like when I was a kid, right? And like just that experience, which had nothing to do really with the game or the, you know, like just like that right there was probably one of the coolest ones. And then I was also given, we were, another side note was when we're in the training room, they all give each other, all the players were giving each other like phrases, like high voltage or, you know, things you would see on warning labels. And they're like, Ryan is cracks under pressure. And I'm like, wait, oh, that's a good thing. They're like, yeah. And the player's like, think about it. Like you have... And this was one of the players. She's like, you have one of the most famous soccer players on your table and you're able to crack her under pressure. I was like, oh, I like that.
That's great.
That's funny. That's funny.
But yeah, that bus ride, you know, just kind of was just a good feeling.
And you'll never forget that.
The brain and the heart right there, right?
Yeah.
And every football stadium, every week, every Sunday, at least it used to have Neil Diamond with that song, Sweet Caroline, and the whole stadium will go, da, da, da.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, it is the fitting song for, you know, it's beautiful.
But like, and then traveling down, you know, the most famous.
Was it at nighttime?
Setting.
No, it was daytime. But okay,
it's got the yellow hue around it. But
it was like, you're looking down the middle of the road and everything's parted because you have the police escort. So no one's on the road and it's just this clear line.
Oh. Yeah. I can feel it. I got like goosebumps when you said it.
It's cool. I can feel it. Yeah.
I love it. Well, dude, it's been wonderful. I know we could spend more time going through this, but I just thank you. You know, thank you for representing number one USA. Thank you for representing chiropractic, you know, and thank you for teaching these players, you know, where their health comes from. Right. And that who they are is neurologically, that their performance is, you know, coming from the inside. And it's just huge because, you know, they'll have it the rest of their life. And that's why you get the calls. Who do we have in Nashville? Tell them that all that stuff, you know, because it's part of what they do. It's not just what they do. It's part of who they are and what they do. So thank you. Thank you for
thank
that.
You.
Mary, we have a question.
Yes. I was going to say, we can't stop without we have one question for you.
Let's see if I can get it right.
Okay, there's no wrong answer. So
Neil Diamond, out there.
Exactly.
Who sang Sweet Caroline?
Yeah.
The ethos of the college is to give, to do, to love, to serve out of one's own abundance. And if you've been on the campus, you'll see that a lot, you know, to give, to do, to love, to serve. Out of those four words, give, do, love, serve, at this moment in time, like right at this moment, which one of those words resonates most within you, or which one is just kind of like, I don't know, first and foremost in your heart, and why?
That's easy. Love. And just, I think hopefully my interview answered that question.
It did.
Right. Just the heart is full, you know, and I just want to continue to do that and make it full. So I feel like everything branches from there, you know, the give, the do, the serve, come off of the love for me. Right. Yeah. So that's my beautiful answer.
And, you know, it, it, we get, we can ask you in 3 weeks and it might be something different, you know. You know, it's truly where we are, because there's no wrong in that, you know. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. Well, thank you, Ryan. Thanks for your time, Ryan. And thanks for all that you do. And you know, Mary and I love being around you and you know, sharing time. We need to spend more time together. But you know, Ireland was a blast, and you know, and just wonderful to see what you're doing. And for us, it's just inspiring to watch you, you know, from a distance. I know you're coming to the campus pretty soon to lecture and do stuff, but to watch you and just see what's next, you know, for Ryan Zimmerman, because I just know that there's some great things on the horizon for you. And I appreciate who you are, not what you are, but who you are. So, and what you are, but who you are. So thank you so much.
I appreciate that. And as I said earlier, you too, couldn't be better ambassadors for the profession. And that time in Ireland, that was, you know, being able to speak on the stage, that was fun. But, you know, going out with you two was probably one of the most memorable.
Yeah, that was fun.
We felt the same way.
We did.
Thank you.
We did.
Talked about you for days after. And then I told you that you were like the highlight of that trip.
Ah, that's so kind.
Yeah. That was a long trip. And I'm glad you were, not me. I mean, I'm learning from you, dude. You know, thank you to our viewers, and we're having a little love fest here. Thank you to our viewers, and you know, for you guys coming in, day out. You know, this is a two-piece episode, and you know, I know you probably, if you didn't watch the first one, make sure you watch the first one. But it is just an amazing thing to be with someone who just contributed to bring home a gold medal, and it did it selflessly, you know, and did it on a level of no ego, no gratitude, you know, just truly just to serve and to allow people to be the best that they can be. And I think that's a lesson for all of us. And I think there's tons of people who would love to watch this. And I know you're spreading these because that's how our viewership goes. But thank you for coming in and week out. And obviously, you know, opposite weeks, we do our Life West Leadership Line. But these Life by Life West, they're all very special. And we just want you to know from myself, Dr. Mary, Dr. Ryan, that we appreciate you and all that you do to make this world a better place, and to turn the power on within individuals, and to teach them that they are far greater than they were ever taught, you know, to be. And we got to keep doing that and keep making this world a better place. So thank you. And until we see you next time, from Dr. Ryan, Dr. Mary, and myself, we'll bid you adieu, and keep loving those around you and doing what you know to do best. See you later.
Thank you for joining us today, and for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.